Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for how you blessed us and made it a prosperous day for us. We thank you for your mercy toward us. We thank you for the great things that you've done for us, whereby we are not worthy, but we are thankful for how you blessed us and made a way for us. We thank you for how you opened the door. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on this broadcast, that you will bless it, that you will save souls through it, that you will encourage souls through this broadcast. We pray that you will look on the speaker of the hour. Pray that you will send your word and send your anointing. Let it reach a soul in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to bless in a special way. We pray that you move by your spirit and that you will look upon every soul that is listed on every one of the prayer lists. We pray that you will touch them one by one and name by name. Grant their petitions according to your will. You will save such as should be saved. Heal and deliver. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Oh, my God, help us to give thy name the glory, to worship you, to praise you, and lift you up in the highest. We pray that you look on our leaders. We pray that you will lead, guide, and direct their path. Show them the way that you would have them to go. Help them to be led of thy spirit. We pray that you look on those that are in authority. Oh, my God, we pray that you will lead them, help them to acknowledge you. Have mercy, O Lord. Save, O Lord, on the souls, those who are in trouble, those who are troubled in mind. We know that thou art able to heal and deliver them. You know all about it. You know what they're going through. You know how to deliver, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Oh, my God, look on your people throughout the world. Touch and bless, save and heal. Forgive sin, send deliverance, oh, Lord. Somebody needs you to make a way to open up a door. And we know that thou art able to do it. Our trust is in you. We are not fearing in man, but we are trusting in the word of God because we know that your word is right, is yes, true, and it's going to stand in the latter day. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, increase our faith and give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Just, oh, Lord, to take you at your word, to contend for that faith. Help us, oh, Lord, cast out all doubt, cast out all fear. Help us to do your will. Help us to be bold soldiers, to speak your word and to do and say whatever it is that you would have us to do and say. We are looking to you today. We know that you're able to work every situation out. You know all about it today, oh, Lord. Help us to continue to look to you, to continue to trust in you, and take you at your word. Look upon all those souls that have sent in prayer requests. We pray that you will grant it according to your will.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Continue to go with us. Continue to encourage your people and strengthen your people in these latter days. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for all things. We thank you for how you made the way. We thank you for how you continue to bless us. We thank you today, Lord, and we give glory and honor to thy name. We worship you. We praise your holy name. You are so worthy, O Lord. Oh, my God, help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to worship you, O Lord, in spirit and in truth. Help us, O Lord. We know you're able, and we are taking you at your word, and we thank you for this prayer. Thank you for this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless and have your way, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor will be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that prayer, that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 75th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 75th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof All the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. And God putting them his word, the 75th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title 1, School and 1 is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to the previous broadcast, you can log on to that broadcast website at blogtalkradio.com, My King Service, Title I School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can send it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can dial 978-990-570. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nuda Ubbin hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission holds Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays, and you can visit 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, to attend those. Also on Wednesday, that's 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Bears Hope Ministry. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. And Ministry Emmanuel Hogs teams up with Evangelist Matt Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Add it to our prayer list is Steve Hayes. I'm going to continue to pray for David Hameen, my nephew. He did have surgery. He's recovering. He's actually doing really, really well. So thank God for your prayers. Continue to pray for my brother, Muhammad Hameen, for Otis Smith Jr., for the bereaved Holmes family, the bereaved Mormon Fuller family, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Judy Johansson, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Jeannie Huff, the bereaved Huff family, Bishop Burden family, Titus Edmond Sr., Stephen Allen Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, as well as all the souls who are currently requesting prayer and on prayer lists everywhere. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to sing a portion of this song.
There is nothing more precious than Jesus to me. Let her and her treasures be gone. I'm rich as can be when my Savior I see. I'm happy, happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes I get low, but I thank God I can say I'm happy, happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes I get low, but I thank God I can say I'm so happy, happy with Jesus alone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm happy with Jesus alone. And I thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Hameen. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I don't need these worldly goods. Jesus, that's all I need. I thank the Lord for the beautiful passages of scriptures that was read also. And it said, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. So this was a psalm of Asaph. And he was giving thanks unto the Lord for the great things that the Lord had done and the wondrous works that he declared. And then in the ninth verse, he said, but I will declare forever things to the God of Jacob. Why? Because the Lord had did great things. And I'm happy also, and I give God praise. I want to encourage the people of God, let's give God some more praise, more praises that is due unto his name, because he's doing what we ask him to do. But a lot of times we neglect to give him the praises that is due his name. So we want to encourage you today, and we also encourage you to hold on to what God has done for you. And if you're not saved, but you want to be saved, hold on, don't doubt God. Do the work in your life. We are praying for you, and God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And now at this time, we're going to have the word of God coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen, who is the pastor of Holy Temple out of Baltimore, Maryland. Let us pray for her and with her as she breaks the bread of life unto us. God bless you, Dr. Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do thank God. I give honor to God, to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for blessing us to be on the broadcast once again. I think opening scripture and the song, I can say the truth, God is a mighty God. And without further ado, we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. So if you want to get your Bibles ready, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll go to the scriptures. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. We call upon you right now, Lord, to bless us through your word. Oh, God, our souls are hungry to hear from you, Lord. Our hearts are open to receive your word. Our ears are open to hear what you say to us. Oh, God, and we ask that you will speak to us, minister unto us, oh, God. We believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for just another opportunity to minister for the Lord. God has been doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Whereof I am glad. So at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds to the Word. I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and I have a list of scriptures here and try to get to them if the Lord has me go that way, but the scriptures are Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 1, Leviticus 20 and 26, Ezekiel 18 and 4, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, and Romans 12, 1 and 2. Just one or two scriptures here and there, but in various places. Starting with Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 1, reads, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." Leviticus 20 and 26, "And ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine." And Ezekiel 18 and 4, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." 1 Corinthians 6, 9, 19 and 20. "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Romans 12, 1 and 2. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Thus I read to you from the King James Version Bible. And the title of this message this afternoon is, "We Owe God Everything." And the theme, "We All Belong to God." Praise the Lord. I thank God for these verses of scripture, and the Lord just began to put it in my mind concerning how much we owe him. And not that we can repay him for all that he's done and continues to do for us, but yet, and I heard Evangelist May exhorting us to give God more praise, to give him more thanks, to be more thankful for what God has done. Because God did so much for us, we can never repay him. Hallelujah. As pointed out in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, God was letting his people know that they belong to him. There's no need to fear, because God has redeemed us. We have been bought with a price, and that price was paid by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one that came down through 42 generations to die on the cross for the whole world. Hallelujah. And God had this plan of salvation for us, even before we were formed in our mother's womb, before we even came into the world, God had a plan of salvation in place. Praise be to God. And God wants us to be a holy people, a people that is peculiar and set apart from the world. God calls us out from the world. And even though he says in Ezekiel that all souls belong to him, it is very important to understand that the soul that sinneth, it shall die, regardless
Amen.
Of what you claim or who you claim to belong to or what you claim to do. Any soul that sins, it shall die. And this
Amen.
Is by the commandment of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I thought about how God is the one that set everything in motion. If you think about Genesis, the first chapter, it let know why we should give God the glory, why we should give him the praise and offer him everything. Because it lets us know that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And if we just say in the beginning, God, that's where everything started. Hallelujah. We can add so many things after that particular phrase. In the beginning, God, hallelujah, God had a plan to deliver us.
Yeah.
In his hand. He held our destiny in his hand. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, had our deliverance and our freedom. Glory be to God. In the beginning. So it all started with God. So we all belong to him. We are not our own, but the price has already been paid. So then we owe God everything. One of our elders in the church, Elder Barry, he often sings, I owe God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
we owe God everything. Because when it all started, the earth was without form and it was void and darkness was upon the face of the earth. Glory be to God. God began to speak the word, and the first thing God commanded was that there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. And when God saw the light, that it was good, glory be to God, he divided the light from the darkness. And so as we were created, we were made from the dust of the earth. God took clay and he made man. Man was just like the earth in its original form. It was without form, void, and dark. Hallelujah. And so God began to blow the breath of life into man's nostrils, and he became a living soul. Glory to God. So we understand that we belong to God, and we owe him everything. Praise be to God. And I also thought about how the children, or rather the disciples, they were trying to prevent people from bringing children to the Lord to be anointed by him or for him to lay his hands on the children. Praise God. But when the Lord saw this, he was very displeased and let his disciples know that they are to suffer little children to come to him and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And so the Lord began to speak about how we should humble ourselves and receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Otherwise, we would not inherit the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So we, God, everything. And that scripture that I'm referring to is in St. Luke, the 18th chapter. And right after that, a certain ruler had come to Jesus and asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said to him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. He went on saying to him, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And this man, this young ruler, he said that he had kept all of these from his youth up. And when Jesus heard this, he pointed out to him that he lacked one thing. And he told him to sell all that he had, distribute to the poor, and that he would have treasure in heaven, and told him to come and follow him. But when that ruler heard this, he was very sorry, sad, because he had a lot of possessions. Glory to God. And when Jesus saw how sorrowful he was, he turned to his disciples and he was saying how hard it was for people with riches to enter into the kingdom of God. And also it's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. But you know, belonging to him, he has everything for us. He has treasure in heaven stored there just for us. But he asked this ruler to give up everything, sell all that you have, and distribute to the poor. Come, take up your cross and follow me. And he didn't accept that offer. It was only that one thing that he had to do. He didn't think about how he didn't belong to himself, how he owed everything to the Lord. And he thought that he would hold on to his own possessions, but they didn't belong to him anyway. Because when he died and left the world, none of those possessions went along with him, all behind. So we owe God everything. We owe God all of the praise. We owe God all of the thanks. Hallelujah. We owe him our lives. And Apostle Paul began to humbly beg of us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And it goes all the way back to the beginning of how God will mold us, make us, shape us, and form us into vessels that are pleasing unto him. We are the clay and he is the potter. And he can take us in his hand and remake us all over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He make us what he wants us to be. But we must present our bodies before him. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is God's Holy Spirit that he puts inside of us. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And as he had created man, he blew the breath of life
cause man to come to life. But thank you, Lord, as the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, while the earth was void and, oh, it was without form and dark, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Thank you, Jesus. So God will take us and he will make us all over again. And we are no longer void, but filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we have this life. So after all that the Lord has done for us, after all God has given unto us, we owe him everything. We owe God our all. So
Amen.
If you're holding back, you need to surrender. Hallelujah. You need to surrender completely unto the Lord and give him everything. And as Jesus brought out the disciples, they were kind of confused when he said that it was hard for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of heaven. No, and they became confused by that, and they began to just ask this question, who then can be saved? When they heard that, it's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When they heard that, they were wondering, who then can be saved? But Jesus let them know, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Only God can do it. We can't do it of ourselves. But God can do the impossible. Hallelujah. I tell you, I thank God for his word. And we do. I thought about that scripture that said that we should examine ourselves. That was read on Friday night. We need to ask the Lord to examine us. Amen. Praise God. And if you need to ask him, create in you a clean heart and a right spirit, God will do it. Hallelujah. Because we belong to God, all of us, and we owe him everything. So let's not hold back. Let's give God our all. Make that sacrifice. Think about the sacrifice that Jesus made from leaving his home in glory, coming all the way down to the earth to be persecuted and ridiculed and treated in such a terrible manner, rejected and despised. He made a sacrifice to come down here and endure the pain and the agony of being crucified. He made a sacrifice so that he could redeem us back to God. Hallelujah. And I thank him for the sacrifice that he made. And we pay for what God has done. But at least we can give him our service. At least we can keep his commandments. At least we can present our bodies a living sacrifice. Live holy like God wants us to live. Hallelujah. People are finding out that their sins from decades ago are catching up to them, because people are doing everything that's abominable in the sight of God. Instead of doing the will of God, they're doing all kinds of abominable things, things that will keep us out of the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe Apostle Paul was talking to the church at Corinth,
and he was letting them know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, neither thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And some of us were doing some of the same things, but Jesus shed his blood to save us from our sins. So we are washed, we are sanctified, we are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the people need to understand that they're sinning against themselves when they do these abominable acts, this adultery and fornication, laying around, sleeping around here and there. And it's starting to come to light right now because of 23andMe and Ancestry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Children have grown up and for whatever reason trying to find their roots, and they are discovering many dark family secrets. Those sins are finding people out. Glory be to God. But God is a merciful God, and he's willing and ready to forgive. You don't have to continue in sin. Whether you want to admit it or not, you don't belong to yourself, but you belong to God. And God wants you for himself. He wants to make you his own, to separate you from the world, hallelujah, so that he could use you. Praise be to God. So I thank God for the word of God and for what he has done in my life. And I'm happy to be on the Lord's side. I'm happy that he claimed me as his own. Oh, praise the Lord. Not that I deserved it, but I thank him. I'm glad I belong to God. Praise the Lord. The invitation is unto you. If you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to accept him as your personal Savior and present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, this is your opportunity to accept prayer. God loves you. Amen. And he wants to save you. Anybody can be saved. The enemy got people believing that they can't be saved. But that is a lie, and the truth is not in it. You can be saved. Hallelujah. If you desire to be saved, God will save you. Amen. And also, there may be someone who's been struggling, going through, being tested and tried, feeling like, what's the use? Feeling like giving up, or feeling like they don't belong, because the enemy will try to displace you. He will try to make you feel like you're not a part. Hallelujah. But we are all a part of, amen, we are members of the body of Christ, as brought out in Corinthians, that chapter where I read from. We are all members of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And we belong. So be encouraged today and know that God loves you and you belong to him. Amen. At this time, if you anyone sick, we're praying for you that God will heal your body. And we encourage you to just take faith right now and believe God as we go to God in prayer. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now. We humble ourselves, Lord. We ask for mercy.
and we ask for forgiveness. Lord, be merciful and look upon us while we're praying this prayer, Lord Jesus. Lord, examine us, O God. Whatever is not right, Lord God, forgive us and take it away from us. Take it out by the roots, Lord. Remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, for those who are right now repenting in their heart, asking for forgiveness. We're praying, God, that you will touch their hearts and their minds, that you will save their souls and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to do all. Lord, those who are discouraged, encourage them today. Lift heavy burdens, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the enemy on every side, Lord. Destroy the yokes of bondage. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover, oh God, and let it wash. Oh, blessed Savior, take up the battle for us and fight for your people. For we belong to you, Lord God. We are not our own, Lord. We've been bought with a price, and we belong to you. Oh, Lord God, send ourselves unto you, and we surrender unto you, Lord. And we need you to help us. Help us, Lord, to do all that you have commanded for us to do. Lord God, be merciful and look upon those who are sick in their bodies. We pray a special prayer of healing, oh God, in the name of
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. My God, heal and deliver. Forgive sins, Lord Jesus. Work it out, Lord, right now while we're praying.
Work it out, Lord.
Every sickness, every disease, you have the power to heal and to make whole. There's nothing impossible for you. But, Lord, with you all things are possible. When we believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word, in the name of Jesus, we pray for everyone, oh God, who's on the prayer list, whose names were called out, and all who are associated with them. Maybe their name wasn't called, but Lord, they're also in need. We are asking you to please incline your ear to every prayer, to every request, every heart's desire. And Lord, we ask that you will grant it according to your will in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask you to look on Steve Hayes, oh Lord Jesus. You know what he needs, and we ask you to meet him, oh God, and to be with him, Lord Jesus. Give him the strength. Encourage him and help him through what he has to face. Be with him, oh God. We believe you, and we count it done in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Remember the backslider. Have mercy on them, Jesus, and help them to return unto you, for you are married to the backslider. Help them to come on back home. Oh, my Lord, be merciful and save in the name of Jesus. Go into the jail cells, Lord Jesus. Go there and meet those souls who are incarcerated. Lord Jesus, you have the power to save them. Oh, God, be merciful and deliver them out of the situation, Lord. Even if they have to do any time, my God, you can save them where they are and cause them to live a holy life even while they're incarcerated. Let your name be glorified. Oh, Lord, let your name ever be lifted up. We thank you right now for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for hearing us when we call. We thank you, Lord, for coming to our aid. Come in to see about us. We thank you, Lord, for seeing us through over and over again. We thank you for healing us, for touching us, Lord. We thank you for encouraging us God, we thank you for lifting heavy burdens, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done. Lord, God, we praise your name and we magnify you. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer. And whatever it is that we should have mentioned in this prayer, oh, God, you know about it. We ask you to consider it. We believe it right now. We count it done in the name of
the Lord.
We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we give the broadcast back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer. Thank God for the word of God coming through Dr. Evangelist Sheila Hameen. She said, we owe God everything, and we all belong to God. And if we owe him everything, then there is nothing left over for any other entity. And like she was saying, some people, they hold back. They don't want to give their all. They want to save some for their own reasons. But if God gave us everything and he didn't withhold anything from us, not even his only begotten son, then how much do we owe him? We owe him everything. We could never even repay, yet we owe him everything. And that's just our reasonable service. I just thank God for this word of God that was preached. A lot of people, they don't think about these things. They think they belong to themselves. They can do whatever they want with their bodies. But our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if God is holy, we have to be holy. If he lives in us, we have to be holy. I tell you, I thank God for the word. Very thought-provoking message. And I want to give open the floor to Evangelist Maybelle that she may have remarks, as well as any other clergy on the line after she finishes. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity, for the beautiful message that came through Dr. Sheila. I mean, I belong to God. This is a personal salvation. This is a personal thing. You have to belong to God. If you don't, can get to know him, and you will belong to him. And I just thank the Lord for the encouraging scriptures and just the witness on the word of God on today, because we had some of the same scriptures on today. Uh-huh. And we just thank the Lord because the word of God is a witness. You know one thing about it, God knows what his people is going through, and he knows just what to give us to help lift us and to encourage us. So I thank the Lord for this word today. I think about that song that one of those singers, gospel singers, sang, and the title of the song was, I Belong to You. In other words, you singing unto the Lord, saying, I belong to you. And that is a personal thing for me. I belong to the Lord. I no longer belong to the devil. I no longer belong to the world. I no longer belong to this one or that one. But I belong to the Lord since Jesus has come into my life. And I owe him. I owe him dearly for what he has done for me. Great things. Miracles that he has worked. When Satan, the gainsayers, began to come against me, the Lord stepped right in. Just like the psalmist David said, when my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And for that reason, I owe God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Was just exhorting the people of God on today to praise God. We ought to give him all. We ought to give him the best that we have. Not these, sometimes we giving these half-handed services, half-handed praises.
Come on.
But God wants our best. He deserved it for what he has done for us. Glory to God. I tell you, we just begin to go forth and praise God.
That's all right.
And give him glory. And sing songs unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God, sometimes we get up, we testify, we just testify, We got to give him some praise.
Mm-hmm.
Open our mouth and worship him and
Amen.
Give him praise and glory and honor. And mm-hmm. then the Lord could take over.
Yes.
Sometimes, but sometimes, you know, people, they try to make it all about them, but it ain't about you. It's
no.
about the Lord Jesus who mm-hmm. gave his life and did all these wonderful things for us. I'm stirred up, so I just got to come on in. But
look
at the Lord, he stood. He's a mighty good God. I belong to God. Beautiful message. And as I mean, continue to preach the word of God. And as I stated before, keep allowing the Lord to use you in his service. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautifully soul-stirring remarks and excerpts coming through Evangelist Nadel, and she said the truth. And I was enjoying it, and that's all right. That's what the word of God will do. When it's in you, it'll stir you up. And I thank God if no other clergy are on, and we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hammond. God bless you, Evangelist Hammond.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortation.
Yeah.
You know, this word, it will get you stirred up. And I thank God for the witness. Praise the Lord, because God knows just what we need. And as was stated, we really need to give God more praise, more of the glory that, you know, everything within us, our best, we should give to God because we owe him. We owe God. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
Let's not hold back. Let's not draw back. God is not pleased with drawback. He wants us
Yes.
to go forth as never before, because I know I already preached, but I just want to thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead.
I can't help but think about how God did so many miracles because the people gave God the praise. They gave God the glory and honor that was due unto
Amen.
Him. The battle
mm-hmm.
that they didn't have to fight, God got the glory. Amen.
Amen.
He's the one that
Amen.
Took the battle. He fought the battle. That was a battle they didn't have to fight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So with us, we face many things, but God steps in, and he takes up the battle for us. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Whether it be he's using somebody else to just intercede on our behalf, because God, he can do it. I recall somebody telling of how that somebody was trying to fight them. The one that was acting devilish jumped in and stopped that one from hitting them, you know. So God, he will fight for us. Praise God.
Amen.
So I just thank the Lord for the word of God. Yes, we really need to give God all of the praise. Amen. Glory to God. Because we have the victory. God has given us the victory. After all that
yes.
he's done for us, he's given us the victory. What more can he do? Amen. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. I'm definitely encouraged through what God has been doing. And I encourage you to take the word of God in for yourself and live by it every day. Praise the Lord. All that you hear the Lord speaking to you, obey. Take heed. Do whatever it is God is telling you to do. Wherever he's leading you, go where he sends you. Because, again, you don't belong to yourself. And I know it's not comfortable all the time to just get up and go and do and and you know, I'm not going to feel like it all the time. Flesh is not going to want to do but so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we're going to have to put flesh aside. Put self on the back burner. Because, again, it's not about us. It's all about the Lord, and it's about sacrifice. Because God
is
sacrifice. You know, not this word, you know, this lip service. He's pleased with our sacrifice. Praise God.
Yes.
So I thank the Lord once again for all of you for tuning in on this afternoon. We pray that the Lord has blessed you and that you have gained something from this word and from this broadcast. We ask for your continued prayers. We want you to know that we love you and we thank God for you and that we are yet praying for you. Praise God. Is there anything else before we close out? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you joining us at our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.